This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 5:44. The first COVID-19 vaccine doses were authorized and distributed in December. Since then, nearly 60 million doses have been administered across the country. This week, WHYY's Health Desk Help Desk looks into developing research on those vaccines to answer some of your questions. Reporters Kenny Cooper and Hannah Chin detail what we know about the vaccine now.
Hi, Kenny.
Hi, Hannah. Up first, a listener with a concern we've been hearing a lot. This is from Luz Pagan of North Philadelphia.
My question is, what side effects does it have, the vaccine, on people that are diabetic? Because I have several medical conditions like diabetes, hypertension, a heart murmur. And I was just wondering, since, you know, that vaccine was, they said it's not fully FDA approved. I don't know if that's correct or not. And some people were having side effects.
There are a couple questions in here. So first, the vaccine is authorized for emergency use by the FDA. We're in a pandemic, and that's an emergency. The official FDA approval process can take a while, but so far, all research on the vaccine indicates it's safe and effective. The next question is it okay for people with diabetes to get the vaccine? Initial trials for both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines included people with diabetes, as well as people with hypertension and obesity, and those trials indicate that the vaccines worked for all of those groups. There's no indication of irregularities or different side effects for those specific conditions. And this is important to note. Side effects aren't bad. They're actually pretty normal. They mean your immune system is working and building protection. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the most common side effects are fever, chills, headaches, and exhaustion, plus maybe pain or swelling in the arm where you got the shot. Those aren't fun, of course, but they do go away after a few days, and you shouldn't be concerned. Here's another listener who just got the vaccine, and she's worried about the opposite. She says she didn't have any side effects, and she wants to know if she's still immune.
My full name is Roxanne Burt. A lot of my coworkers and other people I knew were feeling pretty crappy after that second shot. They were running fevers, having headaches, extreme fatigue, and I patiently waited for something to happen, but nothing did. I never felt bad. I never got a headache, never ran a fever, felt pretty good. And so my concern was this: if my other friends and coworkers are developing some sort of an immunity response to it, and I did not, does that mean that I don't have immunity?
I'll take this one. The short answer, Roxanne, is you don't need to worry about not being immune. When we look at the actual vaccine trials, we see that some of the people vaccinated had pretty severe side effects, like your colleagues. Others had pretty mild ones, and some didn't report any side effects at all. But in all of those cases, they were still protected after receiving the shot. The longer answer has to do with why we're seeing side effects in the first place. The way the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines work is that they basically train your immune system to identify and fight off a particular viral protein. That's why side effects tend to be worse after the second shot, because your immune system has already started to respond and develop the antibodies to defend itself. So far, we've seen more intense side effects for younger people than older people, possibly because their immune systems are more robust. But even if you don't feel side effects, your body is still developing defenses.
Kenny, I actually have a question. I know the CDC is still advising that vaccinated people act as if they could transmit the virus. So even after a person gets the shot, they should still wash their hands, wear a mask, avoid indoor spaces, etc. But has there been any more recent information on whether or not the vaccine is effective against transmission? After I'm vaccinated, could I still spread the virus?
This is something that scientists have been trying to figure out for a while. Part of that is because measuring transmission is really hard. To prove that vaccinated people can still spread the virus, you'd need to have someone test positive, and you'd have to know how they were exposed, and then you'd have to prove the exposure came from a person who was already fully vaccinated.
You talked to an expert about this, right?
Yes, I talked to Dr. Paul Offit last week.
I'm the director of the Vaccine Education Center at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and a professor of pediatrics at the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania.
So he said the Pfizer and Moderna studies were designed to test whether the vaccine kept people from getting sick, not whether it kept people from getting the virus in the first place or being contagious to other people.
Historically, for vaccines, even though some vaccines may not prevent asymptomatic infection where there can be shedding, as a general rule, people who are vaccinated shed less virus, and often critically less virus, than those who weren't vaccinated.
So people who have gotten the shot and get infected will still carry less virus in their bodies than unvaccinated people who get infected. And when you have less virus in your body, you're less likely to pass it on. There are multiple ongoing studies about this, and that research seems to point us toward the idea that vaccines could curb transmission, even if they don't eliminate the possibility completely.
I think that's about it for today, Kenny. Anything else?
Maybe just one thing. If our listeners have other questions, and maybe they want to know what vaccine group they're in, or they're looking for sign-up links for their state, or they just have questions about the whole rollout, they can visit whyy.org/vaccine.